This I'm Stephanie with the Times Virginia newspaper. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good. I just wanted to start by saying thank you for your time right now. I appreciate that.
And yeah, no problem. I have a lot of time actually right now.
Okay. Let me just make sure I got this right. You're Lance Corporal Matthew Roach?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And let me just make sure I got the correct spelling of your name. Is it M-A-T-T-H-E-W?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And being Roach, R-O-A-C-H?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And from my understanding, you're an Appomattox native?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. And where are you, I guess, stationed or living now?
I'm stationed out in Hawaii.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So you graduated from Appomattox High School, Appomattox County High School, and that sort of thing?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And when did you graduate Appomattox County High School?
2008.
Okay. All right. And basically, I'm going to just ask you, you know, several questions in reference to the game and yourself.
Okay.
Okay. How long have you been in the Marine Corps?
Marine Corps, about 3.5 years.
Okay. 3.5 years. And also, I guess, just give me like a little bit of background. I understand that you were injured, but I'm not sure where you were injured or anything like that.
Yes, I was injured February 16, 2010,
oh,
by an IED.
You said February 2010?
Yes, February
okay.
2010.
Okay. Okay, and where were you stationed at?
You talking about overseas?
Yes, like when, I guess, where did it happen?
Yes, Helmand Providence, Afghanistan.
You said Helmand Providence, Afghanistan. Okay.
Or you can just put Mars, Afghanistan.
I understand it was an improvised device, blast.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, IED.
And what happened? Were y'all in a vehicle? Were you in a vehicle or?
No, I was on foot patrol, and it was in the middle of a firefight, and my team leader stepped on IED, and 3 feet in front of me, and I got hit by it too.
Okay, and when you got hit by, like, what type of injuries did you occur?
I have TBI, which is traumatic brain injury, and multiple lots of shrapnel throughout the body, and there's knee and back problems, just a little physical pain.
Okay. Okay. Right now to the Warrior Games. What particular, I believe the email said that you participated in the sitting volleyball?
Yes.
Okay.
Sitting volleyball and discus throwing.
And discus?
Yes.
Now, had you participated in the games before?
No, this is the first time.
First time, okay. Now, if you hear some hesitation, I'm just writing this down in case you're like, oh, why it's so quiet.
Oh, no, 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 it's fine, it's fine.
Trying to get it down. And also, I guess, how did you hear about the games? Like, what inspired you to go into participate in this?
Inspired me to participate? I'd say the competition, competitiveness of it, and camaraderie of, you know, all the Marines as a big team going against the other branches. And then, like, and seeing other guys injured just inspires me to keep pushing as they are, too. So, not the end of the world.
Yeah. So you said when you see another guy injured, it inspires you to keep pushing?
Inspires to keep pushing, yes.
Okay. And how has your experience been? It's been, the games have been all this week. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Tonight we have our gold medal game for student volleyball. So, and that's my last competition.
You said gold medal game for volleyball?
Yes.
Okay. And how has it been so far?
Awesome. Great experience. Good competition. So, it's very good.
Okay. Now, these games are in Colorado Springs. Is that correct?
Yes, Colorado Springs.
Okay. Now, did you have family that came out to see you, or?
Yes, I got my wife and son out here actually right now.
Okay. Do you mind if I include them into the article?
No, that's fine.
Okay. And what is your wife's name?
Rochelle, Rochelle.
Rochelle. Okay.
Yes.
All right. And your son's name?
Remington, like the gun. Remington.
Okay. I'm pretty sure they were excited for you, too.
Oh, yeah. They're, yeah, it's awesome. So.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I was reading a little bit online. As far as the sports, the volleyball, and specifically, did y'all compete against other, like, branches, like the Army or Air Force?
Yes. Okay. Yes, we've played the Army. We've even played the, who was it? The Brits?
Great Britain.
Yeah, we played Great Britain, the Navy, SOCOM, Special Forces, and then Air Force. So all the branches.
Oh, okay. It's all of them. Okay. I bet that was pretty neat.
Yeah, we wiped all of them out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we beat all of them.
Wow.
So the Army gets to try redeeming themselves tonight, which we're going to shut them out again, so.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So what was, did y'all play last night, too?
Yeah, we've been playing since Tuesday night. We've played two games every night since Tuesday night.
Okay. You said two games every night?
Yes, we play two games every night.
All right. And what was the score last night?
What was the score last night?
Yeah, you said y'all played two games every night.
Yeah, we actually, because it's best out three, we lost our first game against the Navy.
And then
Yeah, I'd say that the final score was, what, 15-6?
At the very last game?
Yeah.
It was 15-8.
15-8 was the last game against the Navy last night.
You said 15-8?
15-8, yes.
Okay. On Thursday. Okay. You said that's when y'all beat the Navy?
Huh?
You said that's when y'all beat the Navy?
Yes.
Okay. And tonight, you said gold medal game. What is that?
Gold medal game is, I don't know if it's a, do you think, is it best out of five or best out of three? It's best out of three. The best out of three games, and yeah, we play the Army. We play the 25 the first two games, and the third game, if we go to the third game, you play the first one to 15 wins. So.
Okay. What was that you said? The 15, play 15? First and 15?
Huh?
You said.
Yeah, because we play three matches against the Army. So
okay.
the first two games are the 25, and if we go into a final match, then we play the 15 instead of 25.
Hold on 1 second for me.
No, that's fine.
Okay, thank you for holding. Did you know anybody prior to yourself participating, you know, competing?
Yes.
Okay. Was it family members or fellow soldiers?
No, just other Marines through the Wounded Warrior Regiment.
Okay. Okay. And do you plan on participating next year?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, do they have it in Colorado every year, or is it at different places?
Yeah, it's in Colorado every year.
Okay. All right. And what do you like the most about the games?
What I like the most about the games?
Yeah.
I think me, I don't know, I'm just real high on life, so I like to motivate a lot of other guys. So I'm a big motivator, I'd say.
So you say you're high on life?
High on life.
Okay, I'm a big motivator.
Yes.
Oh, one other thing. For the participants, there. Do you know about how many people participate?
Athlete-wise, hey, Rochelle, what is it, 52 athletes?
For the whole thing?
No, for us, the Marines. 52? Yes, this is right at 50 athletes for the Marines.
Okay, 50 athletes for the Marines. a wrinkle. Okay. Now, prior to this, were you pretty athletic before?
What was that?
Prior to the games, were you pretty athletic before?
Yes, I was real athletic before. I've been limited to, like, running and stuff, so.
Okay. So you would run on a regular basis?
Yeah, I was more into the more physical sports.
Okay. All right. Now, will you participate next year? Do you plan on doing a sitting volleyball again?
Yes, I plan on doing sitting volleyball and field again.
Now, these sports, was it indoors or outdoors?
Volleyball is indoors.
Okay. Okay. Now, did you have a picture, like an action picture or anything you can send?
Yeah. Is this a cell phone or?
No, this is the regular office phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
My wife has plenty of pictures.
Okay. Yeah, this is the Thomas Virginian regular landline phone.
Okay.
All right. And then one last question. What type of advice would you give someone, like a fellow Marine, that, you know, is interested in participating in the game?
What advice to another Marine?
Yeah.
I don't know. Let me think about this. I think injuries. Let me see a way to put. I know what I want to say. I just can't get it out. I don't know what to say.
Oh, it's all right. I guess, if you're injured.
For somebody that's injured?
Yeah, I guess if they say, okay, you know, they had heard about the game and, you know, they would like to participate.
I'd say,
Or put it this way, I'll just rephrase it. I guess, would you recommend the game to someone else, like another
yes.
Marine or another?
Yes, student? I would definitely recommend it to another Marine.
Okay. And I guess because of the competitive nature of it.
Yeah, the competitiveness, the camaraderie, you know, every Marine likes to fight, so.
Okay, hold on one second. I'm just writing it down. Every Marine likes to fight. All right, so you said the competitiveness and the camaraderie.
Yes, it's just a big morale boost, motivation for everybody. That
okay.
Injuries are not the end of, I say look at more of the positive and never give up.
Well, that's good advice.
Yeah. Or, I mean, they've already been through hell and back. So, can't get no worse.
Yeah. Okay. Let me just go back over my notes right quick, just make sure I got everything. And you did say you had been in the Marines for 3.5 years.
Yes, 3.5 years.
Okay. Okay. Now, we always ask this, but you don't have to answer it if you don't want it in the paper. We always ask people their age.
Age?
Yeah.
I'm 21.
21, okay. Is there anything that you'd like to add in reference to the games or being the Marines?
The Marine Corps is about to win the Ultimate Cup again for the third time in a row.
You said the Marine Corps is out to win. What was that last
time? Huh?
What was the last
time? Well, like at the end of the whole Warrior Games, the final dinner, everybody comes together and they tally up all the scores and medals and stuff, and they give out the Ultimate Championship Cup. And the Marines have held it 2 years in a row, so we're going on our third year now.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow, so they kick butt, huh?
Oh, yeah, we rock out.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you telling me about your experience and things.
Yes, no problem.
Yeah. All right. Well, you have a good one.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.